Number 5. Listen to a short conversation, then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between a student and her advisor.
I've been looking for information about scholarships, but so far I haven't found anything for foreign students. You see, I'm from Canada.
Well, I'm not surprised about the scholarship situation. Unfortunately, the university offers very little in the way of financial support for non-resident students. I would say that about 80% of the scholarships go to in-state residents. You know, students who graduated from high schools in this state.
What about the other 20%?
Scholarships for specific fields of study, but most of them are restricted to citizens of the U.S. What's your major?
It's engineering.
Engineering. Well, you might qualify for the Williams Memorial Scholarship. Mr. Williams was a successful engineer in Chicago, and his family arranged for a scholarship in his name. It's highly competitive, but there are no restrictions on nationality. How are your grades?
I have a 3.9.
Well, that's good enough to try for it. But if that doesn't work out, have you considered work-study? You could work 20 hours a week. It's usually office work, although occasionally there are jobs in the library.
Can I do that on a student visa? I don't have a work permit.
That's okay. You're allowed to work part-time as long as it's on campus.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that her advisor makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.